up all of I just like to feel good. I will steal you for as long I need to, even if it kills you, boy.
Now we'll look at the best music so far of 2016. That's Stephon Singleton. We'll talk about Stephon in just a moment. We've assembled a group of wise, articulate reviewers to examine the scene for the year's first 6 months and what's become something of a popular tradition here at Up to Date. We'll start with a look at the local scene, then transition to the national and even the international scene, and we'll take your recommendations as well. With us today, Hannah Copeland's an announcer and reviews music for KCUR. Hannah, welcome back.
Good morning.
Bill Brownlee reviews music for the Kansas City Star and is curator of the best jazz blog in town. That's Plastic Sax. Bill, good morning to you.
Hello.
Kelvin Arsini is back. He's a Kansas City musician. His latest album is titled Prose. Kelvin, welcome back to you.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, Hannah, we're talking about Stephon Singleton. This is Hide and Seek, the track from the album Caged Bird Songs, sings songs about Red Beard. Caged Bird Song. Cage Bird sings songs about Red Beard. Okay,
ding, ding,
I got
ding.
It. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Tell us about Stephon Singleton.
Stephon Singleton, he's a singer-songwriter. He was born in Kansas City, Kansas. Now he's based out of Kansas City, Missouri. He says he grew up surrounded by many strong black female voices, and he says he was inspired by those voices even more than male voices in his what the music that he listened to growing up. He calls himself a love child of Prince and Billie Holiday, and this track we're listening to right now is called Hide and Seek, which was produced by Jamie Searle, and it's being released on his full-length album, which is coming out later this year, but this is off of his EP right now.
And have you figured out what the meaning of the title Caged Bird Sings Songs About Red Beard means? I got it right fourth time around.
It's actually, I interviewed him for my podcast, and you can listen to that on Ghost Notes podcast, but what it means is it's about essentially a bad relationship he was in, I assume with a gentleman named Redbeard, and it's about feeling like being a caged bird and being set free is what that's about.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Hannah Copeland talking about Stephon Singleton here. All right, let's move on to Chris Calico, Bill Brownlee. Don't Want to Wake You from the album Go. Tell us first about Chris Calico.
Chris Calico is a Kansas City native. He is Tech Nine. He's Tech Nine's onstage foil, and he's the hook singer for most of the music released by Strange Music, the record label here in Kansas City. Chris Calico has put out several albums. Each album contains a handful of perfect pop songs. One of them is called Didn't Want to Wake You from his new album, Go. I hope he sings it tonight at Silverstein Eye Center's Arena when he opens for Meghan Trainor.
Well, let's listen to it.
What we are is what we are.
Chris Calico, to what extent is he making a name for himself? Very much, I'm sure, in the shadow of the great Tech Nine.
All of his albums chart at Billboard, but in my mind, you know, you could make a case that he's the real talent on the label, and he's woefully underappreciated, I think.
I like that track. That's great. Don't Want to Wake You from the album Go, Chris Calico. Okay. Calvin Arsenia, let's bring you into our conversation here. You want to talk about a group Pageant Boys.
Yeah, the Pageant Boys, they're a Joplin-based experimental rock trio. The music is super emotive and pensive. It's slow and dreamy. I got to see them a few weeks back at a show here in Kansas City, and they executed that sound so well in a live setting.
How tough is that to do?
It's pretty tough, especially to keep an audience engaged and make sure that the music is still vibrant, even if you're being reflective and emotive like that, very contemplative.
We can really tell the age distinctions amongst our panel here. You know, Calvin's here with notes on his phone. Everyone else is bringing notes on their on traditional paper. You can tell you're in a whole different place than the rest of us here. Let's listen to Pageant Boys, this track again, Single Cell.
Yeah.
Pageant Boys. I like that one too. That's very cool. Whenever I hear that kind of sound, it sort of walks down the Radiohead path. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always wonder, I listen to it and I think, how would a group like this translate live? And can you duplicate or come close to it? And you're saying they pulled it off pretty well.
Yeah, they did a really good job. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, I like that song so much, I'm just wondering why. Hannah, why didn't you pick it? What's wrong with
Calvin
you?
Calvin beat me to it.
Very good answer. You're just joining us this morning. You're listening to Up to Date. We're talking about the best music so far from 2016 with a stellar panel of reviewers, Hannah Copeland, Bill Brownlee, Calvin Arsenia. Hannah, you're up next. You want to go back to a group we've talked about here before, Black Flannel.
That's right. Black Flannel is a hip-hop duo based in Kansas City, Missouri. Their rapper MC is named Cooper Morgan. Actually, it's Morgan Cooper, but he goes by Cooper. I've done that before on the show, just for what it's worth.
It's rough,
man. I flipped
it. Yeah.
Two last names in one. But his rapper name is Barrelmaker, and his producer is Conductor Williams. They released their second full-length album in March this year. It's called Black Flannel 2, For the Imperfect, For the Diligent. It's an album with themes about white privilege, poverty, and achieving your dreams. I picked this song called Guns Up because it's a reminder in the wake of the Orlando shootings that gun violence can happen anywhere and here in Kansas City or in Orlando in many different forms. That's what the theme of this song is.
Okay, the track again, Guns Up from Black Flannel.
Black Flannel. Drop a little knowledge on the system. It's that whole truth. I can see inside a prison by the time I kick the bucket. Why my country wanna see me in them cuffs? Reason why I'm saying cops don't trust them. Coming with the pure, unadulterated real. Punk scared of throwing hands, so they leave a big split. Bullets can't see the target, suddenly a kid hit. Cousin want retaliation, then you hear a. Tell them put them guns up, got a strap, so what? Anyone can pull a trigger, grab a nine, a load up. They shooting while intoxicated, sipping drink, puff. Strays hitting bystanders, chalk it up, it's tough luck. Wrong place, wrong time, they don't see the mama crying. They don't see him asking why, they don't see the pain inside.
who protected me. Tell my street homies, put them guns up in honor of the fallen. May they rest in peace.
Kansas City, put them guns up. Eastside, put them guns up.
And Westside, put them guns up. Nah, really, put them guns up.
And that's Black Flannel, the track Guns Up. We're running through in this first half of our show local artists. We'll expand that to national and international acts in our second half today. Again, Black Flannel from Hannah Copeland. Okay, Bill Brownlee, let's talk about Logan Richardson, another homegrown talent here. I just saw him in the Blue Room with my sons, and he lit the entire Kraske family up when we saw him that night.
He can do that. Oh, in my review of the new album, Shift, on Blue Note Records for KCUR, I suggested that Logan is the most important jazz instrumentalist to come from Kansas City since Bobby Watson or Pat Metheny. Maybe
big,
Charlie
big,
Parker.
Tall words there.
He's changing everything. He has new concepts. He does everything a little bit differently. He's rewriting the vocabulary of jazz.
Mm-hmm. And he's very much of a protege of Bobby Watson, right?
That's right. He's in the Kansas City tradition for sure, and the track we've selected here called Time, you know, starts with, he's kind of moving out of the previous track. You'll hear Pat Metheny, the guitarist, in the background. This is challenging, but it's worth the effort.
Pat Metheny from Lee Summit, Missouri.
That's correct.
Right nearby. Here's Logan Richardson. Logan Richardson from his highly regarded new album, Shift. Boy, you can hear Bobby Watson in that tone, can't you?
There's a lot of that, isn't there?
I would love to hear Bobby Watson talk about Logan Richardson sometime. We've got to do that.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Okay, Calvin, Gemetatone.
Yeah. Gemetatone is a local trance project by J. Ashley Miller. And he is from the Northland. He's got a studio up there, and I think there's a whole bunch of horses like on this ranch that he produces this music out of. He's a concept artist. He likes to tell stories with his music, but lets the audience kind of do the interpretation. So this song is called Exit the Dream, okay. And it's built in two parts. The first part is the dream state, and the second part is kind of this frantic waking, or at least that's how I see it. So.
I hate waking up from these things. Gemetatone. Man, there's a lot of intricate stuff going on there. Yeah, interesting. Interesting sound. So Metatone, again, that track, Exit the Dream. Again, we're talking about the best new music of 2016, at least so far. We're running through a whole roster of local artists for the first half of our show today. Hannah, let's go to Geppetto.
Geppetto is a solo project written and produced by artist Max McFarland. He grew up in Johnson.
His name's not Geppetto?
No. Geppetto. Max Geppetto McFarland, let's say that.
Let's just say that.
He grew up in Johnson County, and he's now based in Kansas City, Missouri. This song we're going to listen to is called Pretend, off his debut album Waterbed, which he just released about 17 days ago, the end of May. This is it's a dreamy album with funk and soulful fusion, and I think it really does feel like you're floating on a waterbed when you listen to it, which sounds pretty good right now.
Here's Geppetto. Max has been spending a lot of time in the studio.
Yeah, no, he
just a lot of stuff.
He's been pent up for about the last year, I think, putting all this together.
I was thinking for, you know, this guy or Geppetto to sort of spend some time with them in the studio and sort of watching them create what they create, that would be a really interesting project, you know?
Yeah, I think KCUR's Story of a Song, I hate to be so promoty right now, we do that. We like break down songs by spending time with people and talking to their studios. Yeah, like
very
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Again, this track, Geppetto, the track Pretend from the album Waterbed. Okay, Bill Brownlee, let's go to the group Psychic Heat.
It's been a long time since we rock and rolled, Steve.
Okay, time to get there, right?
Yeah, I like rock bands that sound like they want to beat you up and take your lunch money. And that's what Psychic Heat does. Their new album's called Sunshower. They're kind of garage rock revivalists, and their guitar sound on... You know, I don't know how much time they spend on it. You know, surely not as much as the previous artists here, but it sounds great. They play tonight at the Replay Lounge in Lawrence.
This is going to be a very different sound than we just heard the last couple tracks.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go. That's Psychic Heat, the track Anxiety Eater from the album Sunshower. They definitely want to take your lunch money, Bill.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Kelvin, let's round out this first half here. You want to talk about the group Your Friend.
Yeah, Your Friend is a Lawrence-based musician, Taryn Miller, who's taking the musical world by storm right now. She saw on her website that she's touring in California and parts of the Southwest as well as Europe this year. This is her first full-length album called Gumption. And I picked this track, I Turned In. I just like it a lot. I like how it feels. I like the pulse of it. And I like where it's going. Yeah.
Here's Your Friend. Your Friend. I could listen to that one all day too. Terrific track there from Kelvin.